Hey, beautiful souls. Welcome back to another day of Heal Your Attachment Style Daily Secure Affirmations. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, here to help you navigate this crazy thing called life with a little more confidence, a whole lot more self-love, and maybe even a dash of humor along the way. Now today, we're diving into something super important, creating healthy boundaries in both our personal and professional lives. Ever feel like a pinball, bouncing from one demand to the next, never quite finding your center? You know that feeling when you say yes to everything because you're afraid of disappointing people, even if it leaves you drained and overstretched? Well, guess what? Saying no is not only okay, it's actually essential for our well-being. Let's be real. Boundaries are like invisible fences that protect our energy, time, and sanity. They define where we end and others begin. Think of them as your personal superhero shield. Without those boundaries, we risk burnout, resentment, and feeling perpetually overwhelmed. So let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you create healthier boundaries in all areas of your life. Number 1. Identify your needs before you can set a boundary. You need to know what you truly need. What drains you? What makes you feel uncomfortable or stressed? Make a list. It could be anything from needing quiet time to saying no to certain commitments. The self-awareness is the foundation of any strong boundary. Number 2. Communicate clearly and assertively. Once you know your needs, it's time to communicate them. This doesn't mean being aggressive or confrontational, but rather expressing your needs in a clear, calm, and respectful manner. I appreciate the offer, but I need some time to myself tonight is much more effective than maybe next time. Remember, you have the right to say no without feeling guilty. Number 3. Practice saying no. This one can be tough, especially if you're a people pleaser. But trust me, saying no more often will actually free up your energy and time for things that truly matter. Start small. Decline a coffee invite or politely decline an extra task at work. Each no builds your confidence and strengthens your boundaries. Number 4. Set realistic expectations. We can't please everyone all the time, and that's perfectly okay. Remember, you are responsible for taking care of yourself first. Setting realistic expectations means understanding your limitations and being true to your own needs. Number 5. Be consistent. This is key. Boundaries aren't just one-time declarations. They require consistent reinforcement. Every time someone tries to cross a boundary you've set, gently remind them of it. Over time, people will respect your boundaries more when they see that you are serious about them. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at work, and your boss asks you to take on an extra project with a tight deadline. Now, you're already swamped, and taking on this new task would leave you feeling completely overwhelmed. This is where those boundaries come in. Instead of saying yes out of fear or obligation, you calmly explain your current workload and offer alternative solutions, maybe suggesting delegating tasks or pushing the deadline back slightly. By asserting your need for a manageable workload, you protect your time and energy while still demonstrating your commitment to your job. See? Boundaries aren't about being selfish, they're about creating space for yourself to thrive. They allow you to show up as your best self in all areas of your life, both personally and professionally. Remember, setting boundaries is an act of self-care, a way to honor your needs and create a more fulfilling life. Remember those 5 key takeaways we talked about. Identify your needs, communicate clearly, practice saying no, set realistic expectations, and be consistent. These are the building blocks for creating healthy boundaries in all aspects of your life. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one boundary you're going to work on setting this week? Share it with me in the comments below or on our social media pages. And remember, you've got this. Keep shining bright. See you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.